Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The second baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting eighth. The DH, Scott Hatteberg. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Blanton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Nick Punto. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Terry Tiffy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lou Ford. Batting eighth. The DH, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Yuan Santana. And now, play ball. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Scudero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Crosby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Crosby reaches second base with a double. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Chavez hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Crosby scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bobby Keelty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Keelty hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Punto bunts towards the mound. Blanton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Payton hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Tiffy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tiffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Blanton covering, for the out. One out. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Lou Ford batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ford takes first base on ball four. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. One out. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Crosby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bartlett strikes out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chavez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chavez strikes out. One out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tiffy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tiffy. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Tiffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tiffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first, with Blanton covering, for the out. One out. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatteberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Swisher moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to third. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0 for 2 in the game. Scudero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bartlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartlett hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Keelty is 0 for 2 in the game. Keelty hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jay Peyton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peyton is 0 for 2 in the game. Peyton hits a pop-up towards short. Bartlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Tiffy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tiffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Tiffy strikes out. 1 out. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scudero is 0-for-3 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. JC Romero now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kiko Calero now pitching. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calero fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nathan now pitching. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 0-for-3 in the game. Keelty strikes out. 1 out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0-for-3 in the game. Payton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Houston Street now pitching. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Street fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Street fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.